Hello and welcome back to another episode of Finally Following God's Law, episode 33 already. So welcome to another episode. I'm just honored to be able to bring you the Torah in this manner, in this way, one by one. Sometimes we do seven laws, sometimes we do 10. Today we're going to be doing the remainder of this section, which has to do with courts and judicial procedures, 256 through 262. Okay. And I just wanted to say something very seriously. And of course, I'll be bringing you a very important scripture before, actually a few of them before and after. Okay. But I just wanted to mention something because the Lord put it on my heart. How I usually say, you know, because of them bad apples, okay, the Pharisees, okay, and the Sadducees and the different denominations and so forth, okay, gave God's laws a bad rap. I say that in other videos. You might have heard me say that in these videos, but I just wanted to make it clear, okay? Me and you, okay, I don't know about you, but I confess, yes, I was one of those bad apples, okay? In other words, we've all transgressed God's laws, okay? We've all fallen short of the perfect glory of God, and our salvation is faith in Yeshua, okay? That's our faith, okay? And then comes the instructions, okay? So if I just want to explain when I said them bad apples, okay? Because they were misusing God's laws. They were using them for their benefit, okay? And we have that going on today. And a lot of anti-Semitism is going on today. And this is no joke, okay? This is no joke. It should not be happening. A lot of hate crimes going on in the news today. Anti-Semitism on the internet is going on, and that has to stop, you know. But we know that, you know, as much as we fight against it, there are those that are firm in their beliefs and they still continue to do it. And that is the enemy. That is the Antichrist. That is anti-Semitism against transgressing God's laws. So it's the Antichrist. It's those that go against God's laws, okay? And so we must pray for them, okay? And but, you know, I just wanted to make that clear, okay? When I say them bad apples, remember the Lord came back to rebuke or to actually correct those Pharisees, okay, that were misusing his laws, okay? But we have transgressed those same laws and we have abused them by transgressing. Transgression of God's laws is sin, okay? So I just want to make that clear that it's not, you know, when I say those bad apples, you know, we can point to ourselves, okay? But there's always time to repent. He loves his people, okay? He loves the Orthodox Church. He loves all those rabbis. He loves them with all his heart, okay? Yes, did they break and go against his, transgress his laws? Do they believe in him as Messiah? No, but that's, he still loves them as his beloved, okay? Remember, he raised up all the Jews through Abraham. He raised up his people that we have been grafted into, okay? So just to let you know that when I say those bad apples, yes, you know, but it's there's always time to repent and follow the Lord's instructions. This is why he came to reprimand them. This is why Paul was reprimanding them, and they were discipling the disciples correctly. Yeshua himself was discipling and living out the beautiful law, the beautiful instructions given to us by our Father, okay, by Yeshua himself. And that's why we're going to be going into those scriptures of who Yeshua is, okay, and who he was claiming to be, because it was the truth. He was the great I am, okay, and he never held it back. This is why they took him to the cross, okay, because he was who he was, okay. He was, he is, he always will be, okay. Yod Hey Vav Hey, okay, that's what that means. Yahweh, if you want to say Yehovah, okay, these are all titles and descriptions of who he was, and he walked amongst us, okay? God became flesh. The Word became flesh, as we read in the book of John, okay? And so I just wanted to say that when I don't mean anything against those Pharisees, okay? Because God was reprimanding them, and they were preaching, repent, repent. They were teaching, preaching, repent to them, repent, because it's not too late, and it's not too late today, okay? For all of us, okay? All of us. It has to do with repentance. It has to do with love, okay? His instructions are beautiful. His rules are for us because he's our Father and he loves us, okay? And so without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the laws, okay? But remember, these are the last final in this section. And I always bring you a scripture before and a scripture after, okay? And at the very end, okay, I kind of figured out a little bit of technology. I'm learning on my own. And so if you have missed one of these episodes, okay, first of all, like, subscribe, and a heart if you like, okay? And please share these videos with your family and friends. But also, if you have missed the last following God's laws, finally following God's laws, there's going to be in your upper right-hand corners, okay, maybe one up there, and let me see here, okay, one up in the corners, okay? also one from finding the last episode, 32, okay, just go there, and they'll be in the ending. And so you could just click on it, check out the one before. I always recommend you go to video one and you go all the way through them. That's why we're going through the laws, okay? And so in the upper left-hand corner, you're going to have, I've been doing a Bible study, okay? And this is live every Monday morning at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, okay? We're going through the book of Luke. Now we've done 4 chapters already. We just begun, okay? And we give you the Torah scripture reading, the Torah, this week's, every week, okay? The Torah portion, along with the prophets and the gospel, the reading, we give you that every Monday, okay? So we get together, we fellowship. I go through the chapter, we do commentaries. I kind of do a teaching, you know, sharing God's word from a different view, okay? Also, from a view about his instructions. Like I said, they got a bad rap, okay? His holy days, his feast days, they got a very bad rap, saying that we don't not have to do those things anymore. Anyhow, so if you want to enjoy one of those Bible studies that I have recorded, that they're there already and edited, you could go ahead and hit those video links at the very end of this video, okay? They'll be in the upper right hand and upper left hand corner, okay? So once again, let's go ahead and get going on this. And I'm going to go ahead and bring you, let me get to the right window here. I'm going to go ahead and bring you those two first scriptures, those few scriptures, okay? So once again, 613 laws of God. Is it possible to keep them, or too heavy a burden or yoke? Okay, let's take a closer look and see for ourselves. 256 through 262, okay? And so here's those scriptures I got for you. We're going to do some in the beginning. We're going to do one at the end. Very powerful, okay? I was mentioning to you, if you could wrap yourself around this, I know you understand the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, he is one, okay? But you got to deeply understand this, okay? In other words, when he was giving and living out these laws, okay, his human side was living them, okay? It was nothing, a superpower he had that made him able to be obedient, okay? He was obedient all the way from childhood, all the way till he died. He was sinless, okay? So his human side was living out God's laws. He was trying to let them know how beautiful they are, how easy they are. They're not a heavy burden. Remember, those Pharisees were making it a heavy burden. But he came to say, my burden is light. It's easy. His yoke is light, okay? It's not heavy. And he lived it out amongst us with love and compassion, okay? And so we got to understand who he was, okay? And then you should be able to grasp this in an easier way, okay? Because he lived them out for us. He made an example. He lived it out and says, okay, then he taught his disciples. He taught many. This is how you live it out. Not the way they are telling you to do it, but the way I am telling you, because I am the one that gave you these instructions, okay? And Paul and all the other disciples were doing the same. He was teaching them also, okay? So we got to take that. We got to say, okay, we got to go back to that time. okay, and reflect on it and understand and follow his instructions, okay, to the best of your ability. This is why we're going through them. And to follow his holy days and his Sabbath day. Very important. I just did a very important video in the last chapter, Luke, which is going to be shown at the end. You could just go ahead and hit it and it'll play it for you. A very important message of how the Sabbath day got changed. Okay. So we always got to go by his calendar. Okay. By his rules and by his instructions. Okay. And his holy days, and we'll be fine. Okay. So here we go. Check this out. Okay. John, chapter 1, verse 17. It says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Yeshua." Now, there's a semicolon there, okay? So meaning it's continuing in the same idea as when it starts in this verse. You can't take it apart and say, oh, the law was given to Moses, but grace and truth came from Yeshua, like he changed it. No, he didn't. He did not. So you got to read it rightly in the context. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth. The truth of what? The law that was given through Moses, okay? The law that was given through Moses was the truth, okay? And the truth will set you free. Came through Yeshua, okay? He enforced it. He established it. Never abolished it, okay? So, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Yeshua. Now, John or Yohanan, okay? John 8:58. Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Because he was speaking of Abraham, right? And verse 58, he says, "Truly, truly, I tell you, Yeshua declared, before Abraham was born, I am." So right there, you got to understand who he was, okay? 100% Yeshua, human, and 100% Yeshua, God Almighty, okay? The great I am, okay? Remember, Emmanuel, God with us. He tabernacled with us. He was here with us. He dwelt among us, okay? The Word of God became flesh, as seen in the book of John, okay? He became flesh. So you got to understand this, that those laws and those instructions were actually came from him, okay? Remember, he's always been there before the foundations of the earth. Nothing that was made through him. He was always, he's the king of the universe, right? So once you get that in your head, you got, oh, okay, well, wow, okay? So John 8:58, then the Jews said to him, "You are not 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" "Truly, truly, I tell you," Yeshua declared, "before Abraham was born, I am." Oh my God, what a powerful statement, right? So this is what took him to the cross, because yes, they said he's claiming to be God, okay? So this is what did it, but it had to happen, okay? He had to pay the penalties of all the curses, okay, that come from transgressing his ways and his laws. He had to pay the price, okay, to make the way for us, okay, to be obedient to his instructions and to his ways, okay? So in John chapter 2, 29 through 30, it says, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." So you can't get around this. You got to understand this. This is very powerful. Once again, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." In other words, no one can snatch them out of his hand. "I and the Father are one." And when he resurrected, he went back to being the king of the universe. Remember, he's always been the king of the universe. Always, okay? Amen and amen. So very powerful. Check those scriptures out in the context for yourselves. And so with that, here we go. And always remember, very important, always remember, if you were once a Gentile, you have now been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel. I said, yeah, once a Gentile, okay? Because when you're grafted in, what happens? You become a part of his people, okay? You become a part of his people. Remember, he raised up Abraham. He chose and raised up a people of his own. So we grafted into the commonwealth, into his family, okay, into him, okay? So it says grafted in, okay? You have now been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel. And so what this means is that all these laws, instructions, ordinances, statutes, and holy days apply to you and me. Check it out. And you can find all those in Leviticus chapter 23. Very orderly. It's very clear on the feast days, the holy days, and all these instructions in the Torah. Okay. You can find them all, or just watch these videos, and we're going through all of them. Okay. So what this means, and they're full of love and instruction. They're heavenly instructions by our Father. Okay. And so it says, and so what this means is that all these laws, instructions, ordinances, statutes, and holy days apply to you and me. Check it out. Okay. So this is going to explain how you've been grafted in, if you're not aware. Okay. Grafting in has always been there in the Exodus. Okay. After they came from Egypt, there was foreigners and strangers. Okay. Anything other than his people, Jews, okay, were foreigners and strangers. That means you could be of any other race, and they've always been welcomed because the Father loves us. Come on. He loves us. They've always been welcomed, but he always let them know, if you're going to be grafted in, these same rules apply to you. My instructions apply to you too. There's nothing different. You got to follow, because they're his instructions. Okay. The Jews didn't make them up. They didn't make them up. Okay. So he's the one that gave us the instructions, the holy days. Okay. So as long as we're grafted in, we're grafted in the commonwealth of Israel, we follow by his rules, his instructions, and meet with him on his holy days, okay? On his calendar, okay? Which he never changed. So Exodus 12:49, the same law shall apply to both the native and the foreigner who resides among you, okay? So there it is there. I got another one for you. Numbers 15:15-16. The assembly, the church, okay, the assembly is to have the same statute, both for you and for the foreign Gentile resident. It is a permanent statute, permanent, okay, for the generations to come. You and the foreigner, the Gentile, shall be the same before the Lord. Verse 16, the same laws and the same ordinances will apply both to you and to the foreigner residing with you. What a blessing. God loves us so much. He has been grafting in. It's not nothing new. He was doing it then. He's still doing it now. We know this to be true. And we'll get to that scripture, right? So the assembly, once again, is the church, is his bride from all over the entire earth. You're a part of his body. Then it doesn't matter where you live, what color you are, what's your skin color. It doesn't matter about your race. If you're a believer in Yeshua, you've been grafted in to the commonwealth, into his family. Amen. And we are to follow his same instructions, same holy days, same principles. Okay. So the assembly. Okay. So here we go. Also in Leviticus chapter 24:22. You are to have the same law for the foreigner, the Gentile, and the native born. I am the Lord your God. Once again, it came out of his mouth, okay? It didn't come out of the Jews. It doesn't, nothing like this. They are his instructions, divinely spoken by him, okay? Very important. Ephesians. Now, this is the one in the New Testament or the New Covenant, okay? The Brit Hadashah, okay? And that's in the Hebrew, okay? So Ephesians chapter 2, 12-13, 19-20, okay? It says, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise. Those covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, the Davidic covenant, the new covenant, they're all the same covenant, okay? So it says, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, Yeshua in the Hebrew, his Hebrew given name, You who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners. This is what I'm saying. You're no longer Gentiles. Proclaim him. Say, I live. I'm one of his, okay? You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with what? What does it say? With God's people. Amen? God's people. You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, okay? Built on the foundation of what? The apostles, okay? And prophets, Abraham, the forefathers, built on the foundation of the apostles. Remember, you're like, no, the apostles are the disciples. You're reading out of the New Testament. There was no New Testament yet. Understand this. When he says this, the built on the foundation of the Torah, our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them, okay, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, okay, the Torah and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Amen and amen. So that is about being grafted in. And you're going to find that in every single one, okay, of my videos, just to make you understand, okay? I'm going to drive it home, okay? So, and with that, here we go, okay? And with that, here we go. The courts and judicial procedures. Like I said, this is the last, I believe it's six of this section, okay? So, 256 through 262. Not to be moved in a trying case by the poverty of one of the parties. Exodus 23:3, Leviticus 19:15. Now, some of you may say, well, there's no more theocratic government, okay? Like I said, this was for the Israelites to build their own community, and this is how they were to try things. Now, even I believe they did it in the Sanhedrin. They adopted these laws, and they were doing them because the whole community went by these laws, okay? But even if there's no theocratic government, these are still, they still apply. You could actually check them out. Now, maybe certain ones no, but you could just check out the scripture for yourself and say, oh yeah, well, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, because they're God's justice here. This is God's justice, and they will be implemented, okay, in the millennial kingdom. They will be implemented, okay? So 256, not to be moved in trying a case by the poverty of one of the parties. Exodus 23:3, Leviticus 19:15. And do not show favoritism to a poor person in a lawsuit. There's so many poor, right? This is a good one. This is what I'm saying. Read the scripture. Do not show favoritism to a poor person in a lawsuit. And verse 15, it says, do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great. So don't do it with the poor. Don't do it with the great. Okay. Be honest. Okay. Just be honest and do as the Lord says here. Okay. Do not pervert justice to show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but be fair. Okay. Judge, it says, but judge your neighbor fairly. Okay. Judge your neighbor fairly. Amen. 257, not to pervert the judgment of strangers or orphans, okay? Deuteronomy 24:17, do not deprive the foreigner or the fatherless of justice, okay? The orphan, or take the cloak of the widow as a pledge, okay? So beautiful. These are things that are good, okay? Do not deprive the foreigner or the fatherless or the orphans, okay? Or take the cloak of the widow as a pledge. 258, not to pervert the judgment of a sinner, a person poor in fulfillment of commandments. Now remember, transgression of God's laws is lawlessness and is sin, okay? Transgressing God's instructions, his rules, even his feast days, his Sabbath days, okay? Transgressing his commandments, his instructions is sin, is lawlessness, okay? Not to pervert the judgment of a sinner, a person poor in fulfillment of commandments, okay? Not to pervert the judgment of a sinner. Exodus 23:6. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits, okay? Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits, okay? Amen. 259. Not to render a decision on one's personal opinion, but only on the evidence of two witnesses who saw what actually occurred. Exodus 23:7. Verse 7, have nothing to do with a false charge and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. All right? Amen. 260, not to execute one guilty of a capital offense before he has stood his trial. Numbers 35:12. They will be places of refuge from the avenger, so that anyone accused of murder may not die before they stand trial before the assembly. Give them an honest, fair trial, okay? They will be places of refuge from the avenger to keep them safe, okay? So that anyone accused of murder may not die before they stand trial. Maybe it was innocent. Maybe we don't know what happened. So good law right there by our Lord. 261, to accept the rulings of every Supreme Court in Israel. To accept the rulings of every Supreme Court in Israel. Deuteronomy 17:11. Act according to whatever they teach you and the decisions they give you. Do not turn aside from what they tell you to the right or to the left, okay? So remember, this was in accordance with his laws, okay? So you don't turn from the right or to the left. If they're teaching the instructions, the laws here, then just do whatever they're teaching you. That is the Torah. That is his instructions, okay? It falls back to that, okay? Even though we're talking about courts and judicial procedures, this is a good verse, okay? Whatever they teach you. In other words, we teach, we disciple, we teach Torah, we teach his instructions, we teach his holy days. Just follow them. Don't turn to the right or to the left. Just continue in them. Amen? Amen. So last but not least, okay? Last but not least, 262. Not to rebel against the orders of the court. Deuteronomy 17:11, okay? Once again, the same scripture says, act according to whatever they teach you and the decisions they give you. Remember, because those decisions, even that it was a hard one to decipher, it was a hard one to actually come to a decision, right? Those, he would tell Moses, come to me. Put your judges there, set your judges there, okay? But if you have one too tough, like a case that it's just you don't know and they don't know what to do in that case, bring it to me, God said. The Lord said, bring those cases to me. But otherwise, just follow what I'm telling you, okay? But if it's too hard, bring those cases to me and he will render a verdict. Why? Because he knows exactly what happened in that case. He knows exactly. Remember, he knows all things. He sees all things, okay? So he will discern those very tough cases, okay? So it says, act according to whatever they teach you and the decisions they give you. Do not turn aside from what they tell you, because everything that they were telling and teaching was from the Lord, okay? Everything that Moses was teaching was from the Lord. You can find that in Deuteronomy 17:11. Do not turn to the right or to the left, okay? Continue on the path of obedience, okay? So with that was the last one from this section. Next week, we'll be bringing you a brand new section, okay? So stay tuned, okay? So I told you I'll bring you a scripture. I always bring you this one because this is out of the mouth of Yeshua himself. We already went through who was Yeshua, who he was when he left his abode. He's always been the king of the universe. Amen. So from his mouth, he says what? John 14:15, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that is all the entirety of his instructions, okay? Remember, we don't pick and choose which ones, okay? So this is why we're going through them. All right, so here's that scripture that I told you at the end. It's very powerful, very, very powerful, okay? Isaiah 42, 21, and 24, okay? Verse 21, it pleased the Lord for the sake of his righteousness to make his law great and glorious. Okay, so remember I said his law and his instructions got a bad rap, okay? They got a bad rap, okay? So what does he say? His law is great and is glorious, okay? It's not bad. It's not a burden. They are beautiful instructions by a loving God, a merciful God. And remember, he is our high priest, okay? Remember, he is our high priest. If we have a hard time dealing with these instructions or these laws, go to him. Or if we have not known about them and actually we're coming to the understanding, well, ask him to forgive you. Say, I'm forgive me for not realizing these instructions still apply to me. Even the dietary laws. When that paradigm shift, when that change happens inside of you, like it happened to me, okay? I asked him, forgive me, Lord. I thought they were abolished. I thought they didn't have nothing to do with me. But now I see they're full of love. And please forgive me for doing that, for being ignorant, I asked him. Please forgive me, Father. And I went to him and I asked him. And then I started being obedient to his instructions as best as I could. And the ones that apply to me, okay? And so he forgave me, okay? Because he is full of love and compassion. And we preach repent, okay? To follow his ways. And he will forgive you. He's just to do it. That's why he's there for. He is our high priest. Praise the Lord. And he is giving us his Holy Spirit so that we could what? It enables us to want to follow, to be obedient, okay? The fruit of obedience, okay? So I just want to make this clear because out of his mouth, he says, it pleased the Lord for the sake of his righteousness to make his law great and glorious. So how beautiful is that? His law is great and it's glorious, okay? And verse 24, okay? It says, who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to the plunderers? Okay, remember, there was always a rebuke on the flip side. Remember, if you do not follow my ways, you're going to be cursed. He always told them that, okay? And yes, they did. Yes, I did. Yes, you did. We've all transgressed his laws and instructions, okay? And so we all fall short, okay? So, but what happens when we do this? He has to deal with those broken laws, okay? He has to deal with transgressing his ways. So it says right here in Isaiah 42, 24, who handed Jacob over? Israel, right? Who handed Israel over to become loot, to become looted, and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord? And this is going to happen in the future. Remember, Jacob's distress, Jacob's trouble, right? So it says, who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? We have sinned, okay? And Israel to the plunderers, was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? For they, what does it say? For they would not follow his ways and did not obey his law. Okay, once again, I'm going to read it in the context here. Who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? For they would not follow his ways. They did not obey his law. Now, we have been grafted in. We went through all those scriptures. Rewind it if you didn't read those. We have been grafted in to what? to follow the same laws. It doesn't matter if we were once Gentiles, okay, or if we're not native born, they are the same set of rules, instructions, and laws. So if we transgress his laws or we do not follow them, or even his holy days, his Shabbat day and all this, what happens? Okay, remember this, very important, for they would not follow his ways. So what did he do? He made an example. He says, okay, you don't want to follow my ways? Then here you go. Here's the curses. Here's the reprimand, okay? So he allowed them to get looted and plundered, okay? So very important, because he's very serious about being obedient, okay? And he's full of love and compassion, but don't take advantage of his grace and continue. After knowing all these things from all these videos, and you continue to do them, okay, know what you're doing. Okay, realize it now that you know. Okay, you come to the understanding. Please don't take advantage of his grace. He is a loving father that forgives. But then when you take advantage and you continue after knowing, okay, you continue to break his rules, his instructions, his laws, then he's going to have to deal with you. Okay, and we don't want that. We don't want that, right? So, anyhow, I hope you have enjoyed these powerful scriptures. I hope you have been enjoying these finally following God's laws. Okay, so with that, I always say amen and amen and Maranatha. Okay, Bo Yeshua Bo, that's what it means. And once again, in the upper right hand and left hand corners, you're going to see the previous episode of Finally Following God's Law and those studies we've been doing in the book of Luke every Monday. Okay, you could join me live every Monday, 9:30 Pacific time. I hope to see you there. Okay, please share these videos with others. Hit the like. Okay, I don't got that fancy thing. Well, actually, you know what? Also, just hover over the soldier you see, because this is soldiers in Christ. Okay, hover over the soldiers and subscribe, okay? And please share this, hit the like button if you like it, hit the heart button if you love the Lord, okay? And so, yes, so thank you once again. I'll be looking forward to bringing you the next episode, I believe 34 next week, okay? Have a blessed week. Goodbye for now, but never forever.